College can feel isolating for anyone, but for someone in a new country, that feeling is amplified. In part two of her conversations with refugees, Monica Sandreski talked with one woman from Burma who is working on her nursing degree so she can go back and work with her people.
After a morning of nursing classes at Hartwick College, Nobel II sits on her bed in the room she rents in Oneonta. Her list of goals is on a poster by her desk.
GPA up to 3.8, make $600 per month, and complete leadership training, which I did.
Her mantra is stay focused, be motivated, be strong, be kind. Nobel says all she wants is to complete her degree.
I'm very nervous. Yes, but I try to do my best, and I pray too. When I pray, I just ask God to help me with school, and then I will serve people.
Nobel wants to serve the Karen people in her home village in Burma. Back in the 80s and 90s, the military harassed the Karen people. Nobel's mom told her they set her grandfather on fire. They fled to Thailand. Her family lived in refugee camps, but she was often separated from them in orphanages. Foreigners would come in to teach.
I would talk to them, and I would ask them about their country, and look at them, they say, oh my God, these people are, they can travel, they can work. How cool that is. And when you have someone just come and connect to you, talk to you, you have someone to look up, you know.
At college in the U.S., connection is harder. The work is a struggle. She feels isolated and has a lot on her plate. She's a citizen now, but like a lot of children of immigrants, Nobel serves as a go-between for her mom. Here, the two are talking about her mom's landlord. Money is tight. She hopes her tax returns can help pay for school. Dating is another ballgame. She ended things with a Karen guy who wanted her to quit school and keep a home for him instead.
Then I would be just like other women, 18, get married, have kids, and, you know, and I'm not like that.
Besides guys, it's also hard to relate to other students since she's already 26. Her best friend is the other Karen woman at school. Mostly, she talks with college staff and faculty, like Julia Suarez Hayes. She's a professor at the Writing Center where Nobel works. She admires her drive.
She's quite an amazing person.
Suarez Hayes and Nobel sometimes talk over idioms or pronounce tricky words like bottom, butter, and button.
The butter of the cup, butter, the one that we eat, and then the one that you...
To button.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What drives her to improve is returning to Southeast Asia.
I am more useful when I'm in Burma, Thailand, because I can do more things. But here, I'm just a normal person.
She got a taste of medical work recently, doing a brief internship in Thailand. In the Hartwick Global Studies Center, there's a photo of her smiling widely and holding a baby she took care of.
And I named her Nobel, because when I was there, she didn't have a name. So they just call her like RH1, RH2, like reproductive health 1, reproductive health 2. So I said, okay, I want to name her. I want her to be like tough.
Tough like her. Nobel plans to go back this summer to work on clean water systems for her village. It's in doing humanitarian work back in Burma that she feels love and warmth. I'm Monica Sandreski for WRVO News.